USA Radio News.
65 million people are under a winter weather advisory this weekend as a powerful winter storm blowing into the Northeast is expected to intensify into a bomb cyclone. The Weather Prediction Center says some areas could receive more than 12 inches of snow. President Biden says Russian President Vladimir Putin must suffer the consequences for his war in Ukraine.
Putin is an aggressor. He is the aggressor. And Putin must pay the price.
The president said Russia will suffer once permanent normal trade relations are axed. The proposal would require congressional approval. Congress continues to debate whether to end daylight saving time or make it permanent. A committee met this week to discuss the pros and cons on the twice annual clock change. Time is set to spring forward an hour this weekend, except for Puerto Rico, Hawaii, and Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Vice President Kamala Harris praised Romania for its ongoing work accepting and helping refugees from Ukraine.
We stand together, Romania and the United States, in ensuring that we will do all that is required to put resources into the humanitarian piece of this.
The Vice President also said the United States and allies will continue providing considerable humanitarian assistance to Ukraine. She noted the U.S. and other NATO nations are committed to the security of Eastern Europe. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned there could be another year of high inflation. Amid the uncertainty caused by the invasion of Ukraine, prices have soared at their fastest pace in 40 years over the last 12 months. The latest data from the Labor Department show consumer prices climbed 7.9% in February from a year ago, the largest annual increase since January 1982. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
U.S. intelligence believes North Korea is working on intercontinental missiles.
Defense officials are calling North Korea's two intercontinental ballistic missile tests a serious escalation. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby explains what's being done in response.
We've increased ISR coverage in the Yellow Sea, and Indo-PACOM has increased their ballistic missile defense readiness.
The Pentagon says this test was different from North Korea's previous ones because the country tried to hide it. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Southeast is bracing for possible record cold temperatures. Many cities in the Southeast will have high temperatures colder than their normal low temperatures, including Nashville and Atlanta. Forecasters say on Sunday morning, Tupelo, Mississippi could be colder than Anchorage, Alaska. Joe Buck is reportedly leaving Fox for ESPN. The New York Post is reporting Buck will join his longtime broadcast partner Troy Aikman in the booth at ESPN for Monday Night Football, leaving Fox after almost 30 years. Fox is reportedly letting him out of the last year of his contract as a gesture for his longtime tenure with the company, and ESPN is expected to give him a five-year deal worth up to $75 million. Buck has called NFL games with Aikman since 2002 and will no longer call the World Series, which he has done since 1996. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.